change was happening for her to think this because everybody loved happiness, and she loved happiness too. She was always happy, but some nights she wished she wasn't. She pondered whether the cuddly wumpus locked in the dungeon of her zucchini castle was affecting her in some way. Or maybe these strange thoughts and feelings, nostalgia and longing for abstract or non-existent things, thoughts and feelings that were not exactly happy but resulted in happiness because she desired them. Maybe all pancakes experienced these things, just nobody talked about them. Maybe it was really the cuddly wumpus. She was afraid of the cuddly wumpus. She was afraid some other pancake would find out about the cuddly wumpus. The cuddly wumpus was her big secret. She wondered if all pancakes had a big secret that they kept to themselves. Fanny Fodd closed her eyes so she didn't have to look at the stars dancing around the sun's mustache anymore. She stood up with her eyes closed and groped her way to the zucchini spires. She rested her spongy elbows on the ledge. She leaned out, her eyes still closed. She wondered what would happen if she fell, if she jumped. It's all the same to fall or jump, she thought. Given the choice, though, between falling or jumping, I would jump every time. Too bad I am happy. If I were to jump, or even fall by accident, I would rise, because that's all I'm capable of. Happy things just rise. I could splatter to pieces amidst the pancake flowers in the front yard, and I would still be rising. Even when they are hitting bottom, happy things continue to rise. When you're happy, everything gets better all the time. Are things getting better for me, she wondered, or is this more of the same life? Part 2. The Pickled Diaries. Rocket Ship for Sad Day Party. Hello, my name is Gaston Glue. I felt suicidal this morning, so I stumbled outside and stood in the brine storm. My 16th sad day party was scheduled for today. That's why I was suicidal, and also because I was born a pickle. All pickles kill themselves sooner or later. Anyway, back to my sad day party. Mother tried baking me a cake, but she slit her wrists instead. Father got so worried, he had an epileptic fit. I took my single present to my room. Alone, I unclasped the rusted latch of the mildewed wooden box. There was nothing inside. My parents had been so depressed, they forgot to buy me the customary 16th sad day present, a shotgun. I dropped the box underfoot and stomped it into splintered scraps. I decided I would leave this place forever. I had reached this decision a long time ago. I hated Pickled Planet. I hated my fellow pickles. I hated brine. Every pickle received a shotgun on their 16th sad day, but not me. I guess I'm not your ordinary pickle. I don't worship my sadness. We were in the living room. Father and mother lay side by side on the floor. They had blank expressions on their faces. Mother's wrists bled. Father?
Yes, son?
Will you buy me Captain Pickle brand rocket thrusters? My rocket ship needs them. It's my sad day.
Isn't the nothing enough? Your mother strained herself wrapping it this morning.
I deserve more for my 16th sad day, don't I?
No, you don't. Father said. Go on now. Go away. Waste your own time. Build that stupid ship of yours. I don't care.
Father rolled onto his side and yelled at Mother. He called her pathetic. He called their marriage a disappointment. He called me a walking abortion. He called her pitiful. I left them lying on the floor and walked into the kitchen. I opened the back door and shut it quietly behind me. I shivered. The fallen, mold-flowering cacti, twitching in the muddy yard, reached their arms to the algae nooses hanging from the